The wildfires in Sonoma and Napa counties have destroyed much of what is in their path. But one of the more mysterious aspects of these fires is that they'll advance up to a certain line and then all of a sudden just stop. KQED's Sarah Hussaini reports on the 77-year-old owner of Safari West Wildlife Park near Santa Rosa, who saw that very thing happen.
The closed road to the 400-acre so-called Sonoma Serengeti is like a twisting wasteland. Some electrical poles hang by their lines, the bottoms chewed by fire. Cars and yards have been reduced to just the tops, like ashy eggshells. Gates to estates look like they've been bombed out. But pulling up to Safari West, it feels like life. The sprinklers are watering green grass. Flamingos splash in their oasis. The giraffes teeter in the hazy background.
This matted aviary, I mean, one lit branch laying on that, you know, just would have up in flames.
Proprietor Peter Lang, who's like a rusty, rosy-cheeked Sean Connery, is on his way to grab a plate of food. He's been working hard.
Didn't lose an animal, didn't lose a bird, didn't lose a structure, did lose my home.
On the night of the evacuations, he was at home a mile down the road with his wife. They fled and came here. Then
they wanted everybody to evacuate here, and I couldn't leave.
All night, he put out small fires that could have gotten big, at one point pushing a huddle of cornered Nyala antelope through a ring of fire.
I do believe in souls, and all these critters have a soul. And it was my responsibility to save those souls.
In the morning, even without power, his employees started coming back up to help. Like Fred Dickerson, who's been fixing cheetah fences and caring for the 1,000 animals, which also include giraffes and rhinos.
They said every animal's been accounted for, even the birds they let out to fly. We got everyone back.
And remarkably, Lang says they're fine. As for Lang,
you know, I'm a pretty emotionally solid person, but it can hit you hard.
Does he replay that decision to fight it out here rather than at his own home?
Had to do it here. Yeah, truly, had to do it here.
Lang says he and his wife are luckier than most. They now call their park home. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Hussaini.